Okay, can you hear me all right?
I sure can.
Okay. Well, you've had some big news.
I know. It's crazy. Oh my goodness.
Was it?
Yes. So we just found out we're expecting twins, which is, it's just crazy. I never in my life, I mean, it's just one of those things that nothing can really prepare you for it.
No, and how old is Josie now?
Josie's 18 months.
18 months.
So she'll be right at 2 years old when the babies come. Even just saying that, I feel like I'm talking about someone else. So we are tremendously excited and completely terrified all at the same time. So it's kind of a crazy season for us.
I would think so. And now, was it planned or was this a surprise?
Well, we had decided that two kids would be a good number for us. We figured if we're going to have one, we might as well have two in case, you know, we don't want the one to have a completely miserable childhood by themselves. Even if we were doing things terribly wrong, we'd want them to have someone else to commiserate with about it. So we had, back even before we had Josie, we said, okay, if we're going to have one child, we'll have two. But two is just about what we can handle.
Yeah.
But apparently God had some different plans.
So she's 18 months. Are you about 3 months along at this point?
Yes. Yes. I'm just finishing my first trimester, which has been miserable. I've been so sick. Remind me, Carolyn, do you have kids?
I do. I have two, yes. I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
See, that's kind of what we were planning.
Yeah.
Right there.
I used to.
Kids, 2 years apart, done.
I'm sure 3 will be great.
I'm sure it will be. But, yeah, it's just so overwhelming to even think about right now.
So, and you said you haven't felt well, like, at all?
No, and I'm out on tour this spring with Casting Crowns and for King and Country, and they're fantastic. But I lay on the couch all day. Just, you know, trying to keep my food down. I just had no idea how bad morning sickness would be with twins. Apparently, it's just double the morning sickness.
Oh, goodness.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, how are you? I mean, you're not going to be able to continue touring all throughout, are you? Or what are your plans?
No, right now the plan, well, when we found out we were pregnant, we thought, okay, with my last pregnancy, I worked up until a month before Josie was born, and it really was fine. You know, I remember doing like a drive from Atlanta to Louisiana at 8 months pregnant, and, you know, probably not the smartest thing, but it was fine. But when we found out it was twins, everyone all of a sudden starts warning you about, this is not like having one child. You're having two children. You're going to be twice as big. Statistically, these baby, 50% of twin pregnancies, the mom goes into labor before the 35th week, I think.
Oh, wow.
So even when, like, I have my due date's October 14th, but the fact that I have to kind of plan on having the babies early September is kind of wild. And flight regulations, because having twins, you're high risk. And so we've had to cancel, I think we canceled flight dates starting in August. And we have just a couple of driving dates in August. But, we've canceled everything for the fall pretty much. Even though we're still considering a Christmas tour, we're praying through that. It sounds like a fun thing now, but when I think about it with three kids too, and I mean, just it sounds kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, and I would imagine, I mean, obviously you've already got a difficult situation, you know, with
yes.
Mark. How is that affecting you? What are your thoughts right now about all of this?
Well, the neat thing about Martin, you know, he has his memory deficit and his vision deficit, and they do they affect things like driving. He's unable to drive, and he could only work just a limited amount of time. But the things that it doesn't affect, I mean, he is such a great dad. And
okay.
He gets, you know, on the floor and wrestles with Josie, and it's the sweetest thing in the world. So he is not incapacitated as a dad, you know, by any means. So we're excited. I mean, certainly a logistical challenge, but and a lot of the challenges have, you know, I have this touring thing I do, but I also work at my church, and I was there full time for, I guess, six, seven years, and went part time a couple of years ago. And it's been great. It's been wonderful. I think that we'll probably always be there as long as they'll have us. But even just the challenge of the two jobs, the fact that we have a church home that just loves us and is committed to caring for us. I mean, we already have so many women, you know, and families that are saying, "What can we do? We want to help." And not just with babies, but just all the logistics before them, like painting the nursery and figuring out things with getting a bigger car, all that kind of stuff. So we feel very taken care of. But I agree with you. If it was left up to us, I would be worried. But fortunately, I feel like God's designed every family to need the church, and some of us families to need the church more than others.
Well, have you been able to tell Josie about the babies? Does she kind of realize what's going on yet?
She does not understand, because I'll point, she'll come and jump on my stomach, and I'll say, no, you don't want to hurt the babies. And then she'll lift up my shirt, and she's thinking, there's no babies in there. So she's still learning, but she's definitely noticing that I'm getting bigger. And I'm not huge by any means, but I am starting to grow a little bit. And she, you know, looks at mommy and pats mommy's stomach. And she's, we're trying to go ahead now and, I don't know, make her, like whenever we're around other babies, you know, talk about, you know, you have to be very gentle with babies. She has these two little bears that she, little pink bear and blue bear that she'll carry around, and she's so sweet with them, and she'll rock them and sing them little lullabies. But then the other day she walked up our stairs and then threw it over the top banister. I thought, we'll have to work on this. But for the most part, I think she'll be a great big sister.
I'm sure she will. Our son loved his little sister when she got here, and we were a little bit about being, you know, rough since he was a boy and everything, but he's been great with her.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
So, well, is there anything else in particular you want to let people know? I know you put out such a sweet prayer request on your blog the other day, but is there anything else that we can do, you know, at CCM or with anything that we have to just kind of keep people updated or keep them in the loop with you guys?
I'll tell you, that is just so kind. I kind of have this love-hate relationship with social media. It seems like it's just, you know, all these cyber relationships taking over your life, and sometimes you feel like, okay, do I actually have time for real relationships because of all my cyber relationships? But in this case, it has been such a blessing, because we have heard from so many people on Facebook and Twitter, even just advice on, you know, how to handle the morning sickness, and just hearing people telling us they're praying for us, it means the world to us, because it's been a really hard tour so far. It's been a great tour, but it's been really tough being so sick. But just people reaching out to us. I don't really know anyone that's ever had twins, and so hearing from people ideas, or hearing from people, like even what you were saying about hearing from people about how to make that older child really excited about the addition to the family rather than just frustrated that they have to share everything and they don't get as much time with mommy. And we've heard from so many people that have encouraged us, and we believe that that'll just continue. So just people getting in touch with us and sharing with us, you know, any advice they have about being a new mom, being a mom with twins, being, you know, having that second baby, in our case, second and third baby. We love staying connected with people, even if it's someone across the country that we've never met. We still, you know, so value that friendship.
Wow. I'm so excited for you. Do twins run in your family at all, or was this just a complete surprise?
There's some on Martin's side. It was a pretty big surprise. There aren't any on my side, I don't think. But apparently, it becomes more common with advanced maternal age. That's what my doctor told me. I said, oh, okay, that explains it.
Well, I'm so excited for you guys. And I love watching you with Josie. I know you're going to be an amazing mom of three, as you have been with one.
You're too kind. It's just more opportunities to keep me on my knees. You know, if you know me at all, I'm not that perfect mom that you read about in those parent magazines or whatever. Like, I'm the one that goes, oh no, her birthday's in 2 days. We got to do something. You know, it's by the grace of God that she has turned out to be such a great kid. And I have to just continue to believe that if God, you know, seeing how faithful he was to, like, he's growing Jesse. He's growing her heart and, you know, placing tenderness and grace in her heart. And, you know, we as parents obviously have a huge role in that. But hopefully our greatest role will always be asking Jesus to do those intangible things that I can't, you know, bend her will enough to make her do. It's trying just desperately to seek wisdom every day and to ask for patience from him when my patience is gone by 8:30 in the morning, you know, saying, okay, God, I need you to be patient through me because I know that you are. I need you to be loved through me because you are love. And the way I've seen that happen with Josie, there's no doubt in my mind that God's going to supply all the grace and love and patience and wisdom that we need for these next two.
Well, I am excited for you guys and certainly am praying for you for a safe pregnancy. And any pregnancy is going to make you a little bit nervous, I know. But that this is going to be a little bit nerve-wracking for you. And you sound so happy and up. Are you scared at all?
Oh, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm completely terrified. You know, and even with with the canceling of dates, you know, this is how we feed our babies. Is that I'm going, okay, so we're going into a season where we're having twice the amount of people that we expected. We're having to cancel a ton of stuff. You know, statistically, they talk about, you know, twins needing more work medically at the front end, you know, whether it's being hospitalized longer, things like that. And I think about it financially, and it's a little scary, but I just think, God, you have got this. And you have provided for us every step of the way. It would just be foolish for me to think that you would allow this to happen and then choose this moment to stop being faithful, you know, as if we ever have any reason to believe that he would. But we're scared, but we know. It really is just an adventure that God's allowing us to be part of. And I don't want to steal the enjoyment of the adventure or to allow my fears and anxiety to steal that joy.
Got it. Well, again, we're so happy for you guys. And anything that we can do ongoing, we would love to do. And that we are
Karen, you are so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. My sister is a couple years older than me and is about to have her first in July.
Oh, that's so fun.
So we love babies around here.
Well, that's great. And that's neat because I feel like we've found this pocket of CC. You know, once you've kind of been around for a while, you realize that I remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, being in a band on the road in a van pulling a trailer, you know, doing all that whole thing. And it was so single life conducive. But you know, even being on the road with Cast and Crowns this spring has been so neat to see families out together. Because Crowns, they travel with, I guess there's 9 kids on the road.
Oh, wow.
They're all doing school on the bus. And it's just this community where, I mean, just raising their kids together. It's a really sweet thing. And also being out with for King and Country, because these, you know, those guys, they're Rebecca St. James's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't remember a time in their life that they weren't on the road.
Right.
And so to see both the Crowns being, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years further along than I am, but even for King and Country being 20 years further along, you know, to think about them being Josie's, this band, think about the lead singers being Josie's age, and this is how they grew up, and now they're guys that just love God with all their heart and would follow him anywhere. I think, you know, this, on the outset, it looks like raising your kid in a men's locker room, you know, and with union workers and bus drivers everywhere, but it really is, it's answering that call that we feel like God placed on our family. And I feel like there's nowhere safer for our kids to be than in the middle of God's will. So we're just going to trust that that's where we are until God tells us something different.
Very good. Well, we'll be following you along the way as soon as you know, if you're, are you going to find out the sexes?
Oh, yes. This has been enough surprises for a lifetime.
Yeah.
We don't need any more surprises. So we'll find out in about 5 weeks. And we'll make sure that my management office lets you guys know. Y'all have been so sweet to even be interested.
Well, absolutely. So excited. And, again, seriously, let us know anything that we can do. We would love to.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Thanks for talking today.
Absolutely. Now go rest. Go lay down.
I will. I'm going to go lay down right now. You have a good day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.